Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hour number two of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, YouTube's where you can watch us at the Team 980, streaming live daily. And daily at 5 o'clock, we do this.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
And during football season on Mondays, it has been tradition on this show to welcome in Michael Phillips. And it is football season. This is the show. And we welcome in AWOD. No, I'm just kidding. Michael Phillips. What's up? What's up, my friend?
It wouldn't be football season without us chatting. Great to be with you. And we got actual, I don't know how live that football was, but we have semi-live football to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it was live football. It just wasn't like good Commanders football, which now actually, Michael, means something, which for most of the time that you and I have covered this team, that has not been the case. It's like, oh, nope, that's kind of what we expected. Not anymore. Michael, by the way, the reason I joke, he and AWOD, of course, the two hosts down on 910 The Fan in Richmond. I saw that you guys were out at training camp, so they're doing live coverage. You can check out that on all the same places you listen to our show. So make sure you check out our sister station in Richmond, 910 The Fan, where Michael hosts MP on the mic down there daily. So, Michael, like if I ask a scale of 1 to 10, how significant is Friday, the outcome, and kind of how it went down? What number do you put on that?
And it's a pretty close to zero, Craig. I made some roster moves today, so somebody didn't like what they saw. But on the whole, that was just unrepresentative of what you're going to see this season. And I think, you know, I don't want to overly simplify. Football's a complex game, so why we get to talk about it for hours on end every week. But this thing rides with number five, right? I mean, I think that it begins and ends there. And when you don't have him on the field, it's a very different product. I think that he's just so much of what makes this work, what's accelerated the timetable, what led to the trades over the past year for Laremy Tunsil, for Marshawn Lattimore, was seeing just how good Jaden Daniels is. And so when he's not on the field, and also a bunch of the other starters, you can make a commentary about depth. You can make commentaries about, you know, Terry and his contract. But I think it's really hard for me to draw any conclusions about what the football might look like this season.
Yeah, no, if I'm going to answer my own question, it's like a two, like 1 point for like guys like Dom Hampton, who obviously that was his last game with the Commanders, and that's unfortunate for him on a personal level. And there is something to the flatness they came out with, but like it's 1 point on a scale of 1 to 10. And I thought your social media post was hilarious. It's like, this has been proving what I have said all along, that the Commanders can simply not afford to lose 30 starters and be competitive against another team's starters. I thought that was a good summation, Michael. That was good word usage by you.
I bring it that hot every single day, 10 to noon on 910 The Fan in Richmond. And some people, it has melted their radios before the takes get that hot.
That or it's a Richmond summer, one of the two. Michael Phillips is with us here on the Hoffman Show. So we haven't had you on in a while, so we can hit a couple of bigger picture things here. When you look at the Terry situation, like, do you have strong feelings with what you know, what you've been able to learn about it, on kind of, one, where this is and why it's there, and two, where you think it's ultimately headed?
Well, I'm intrigued. I've certainly found myself asking, what does it look like for this thing to go into the season, which is not something I expected all summer long and into training camp. I don't have any reporting to share with you because not many people do. It's been a very tight-lipped situation. What I can tell you is I have had conversations with people in Terry's camp, and they say, you know, I think the number has to start with a three in their mind. That if the number doesn't start with a three, it's disrespectful to Terry and what he's done and who he is. I don't have an in with Adam Peters. He plays his cards very close to the chest. What we've seen, you know, in the Adam Schefter reporting and in the national reporting that has trickled out, 23 is the number you've heard a couple times, right? Comparable to the Courtland Sutton number. That's a huge gap, and I get that there's ways to bridge it. I'm super biased here, Craig. I'm Team Terry all the way on this. I think the number should start with a three, and I think it is a little disrespectful to think you can get him on that kind of discount using only the leverage of play for less money and we're going to franchise tag you next year. And I think that is a crappy way to treat a guy who's meant a lot to this franchise and means a lot to Jaden Daniels in a big season. And I also understand that this is football, and unfortunately leverage often does not work in the way of the player. And if Terry wants to get paid to play professional football, he's going to have a limited number of options come September and October, other than to report and suck it up and do it and play on the franchise tag next year. But I see this firmly from Terry's direction, and that is that I think $30 million a year is absolutely appropriate for a receiver of his caliber in this market right now.
Yeah, like, the thing that I've struggled with, Michael, is I think Adam's really smart, and I think this front office is really smart, and it seems so obvious that you should just, not only because of who he is and, like, there's an emotional pull without question, but because you've made all these trades, you've done all these things to say, this year's really important. Like, we should be doing everything possible to make sure this year is as smooth of sailing as possible. And they're not. So, like, what is it besides just, well, we have the leverage not to, that makes them so scared, it feels like, to do this and to budge, and that the two sides are still so far apart? I'm just not, like, from a logic and emotional standpoint, I'm with you in that I just kind of like, give Terry what he wants, because Terry feels like he's earned that. But I guess I have enough respect for Adam to be like, there might be a reason he's not, and I don't have all of the information.
Yeah, but we'll start with crossing one off the board, and that is, oh, you've got to pay Jaden Daniels a lot of money, right?
Well, correct.
That's not going to happen inside this contract. And if Terry were asking for four guaranteed years, they would leak that out, and we'd all turn against him right away. You know, the DK Metcalf deal is guaranteed for two, essentially, and Jaden Daniels will not be getting paid in the next 2 years because NFL rules prohibit it. As soon as he can get paid, they're going to throw a pile of money at him, but that is a long time from now. That is down the road. In terms of why you might not, I mean, this is the first major contract Adam Peters has negotiated, and I can understand wanting to set a tone moving forward, right? That, you know, if you feel you lose this negotiation, it makes it harder to do every other deal down the line because guys will feel they can hold out. You look at these Dallas guys, right? They know the plan. Jerry says, I'll never budge. This is ridiculous. And he, you know, besmirches the guy's name, and then he'll pay him on the eve of the season because he's Jerry, and that's what he does every single year. The worst thing that could possibly happen to Adam Peters would be to have a reputation like that. So I could see first big deal, a desire to set a tone. I just think, you know, for a lot of reasons, this is the wrong guy to set the tone with.
Right. Like, I've had conversations with some other media brethren that are basically go like this. Well, what are they going to tell the next guy? Like, are you going to tell Frankie Louvu? Are you going to tell this guy? You can tell that. I'm like, yeah. Like, what are you telling? You're not Terry. Like, yeah. Terry's number, I don't think 17 is going to get retired unless they, like, win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years and he has 1,200 yards in each of those, in which case we're having a different conversation. And whatever they're paying him, it's like, good job on that one. No matter what, basically what the number is. But he is probably, the way his career has gone, a Ring of Fame type of guy. Like, his name is going to be up there. And unless your name is also going to be up there, I don't have a huge problem telling you you're not the guy whose name is going to be up there. Like, I that is one area where I tend to agree with you, even if I understand the other side of it fundamentally.
Yeah, and I certainly get as well, there is a contract written down, and that the only way for Terry to truly get what he wants, potentially, is to not play football, which is tough to do and gets tougher with every passing day. I just don't think that's the guy you want disgruntled, or that's the guy you want not feeling the love from the organization after everything he's been through, everything he's done. I just come back to how far apart those numbers are. And that's a big gap. That's not a let's meet in the middle gap. And I do think anything less than a number that starts with a 3 is not going to be palatable to Terry's side, which makes this interesting. How do you craft a deal that allows both people an out here out of a really sticky situation?
Yeah, to me, it comes down to it's going to be something similarly structured to the DK deal, where there's a huge last year that he's never going to see the agent and he get the status of X, 30 on the dot $1 million per year, but the guarantees are maybe a little bit lower, or the deal is not as long, or whatever the thing is they have to do to funny money it up and make everybody happy. Like, both sides are going to want to save face to an extent, but I don't know. Like, the other thing about that is it just feels so obvious that that's where this should land, because it's in the middle, and the fact that they can't seem to get it done makes me scratch my head and wonder just how stubborn each side is being. But alas, that's the Terry situation.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What about the rest of the receivers, Michael Phillips? How concerned are you? Let's bring back the concernometer, as seen 8 minutes ago in this segment. 1 to 10, how concerned are we about the receivers not named Terry McLaurin?
Well, I feel really good about Debo. Let Terry go, Debo's cooking good, but like I think he's a great number two to have. He's versatile. He makes your running backs better. I think he's a tremendous addition to this team, and I think bringing him in was an excellent move. It drops off after there. If you could tell me Noah Brown's going to stay healthy for 17 games this season, I'll sign on the dotted line right now, and I'll feel good about this group. Terry, Debo, Noah Brown. That's an NFL caliber wide receiving core right there. I think everybody feels good about that running out of the tunnel. You got two very major issues, though. The lacerated kidney last year, that's no joke. And then obviously a knee injury during the spring workouts. And those have a tendency to linger as well. So you've got big question marks there. We're all waiting for the Luka McCaffrey leap. We all want it to happen. Will it happen? I think there's a question mark there. You've got guys suggesting Michael Gallup could be a pro receiver after sitting out seasons. That feels risky to me. And then Jalen Lane, who he's a rookie. I love him as a returner, but Jalen Lane as a number three receiver in the NFL, playing a significant percentage of downs. Now we're gambling here. It's not ideal, Craig.
No, I do think, like Kimes made this point, last year we were wondering who wide receiver 2 was going to be. I'd rather be worrying about four, basically, if you say yeah. Noah and Debo are two and three, and now we're talking about wide receiver four. I'd rather be worrying about four than two. But I guess the other solace, if you will, is they've done very well in the veteran free agent market over the last year. And so last year, one of those guys was Noah Brown, who this time a year ago was a Houston Texan. So who is going to be that guy? Like, if I had to place a bet on who wide receiver six is behind Lane and Luke and the other three guys that we mentioned, it's going to be other. It's someone who's currently on a different team. And so that's unsatisfying for good entertaining talk radio purposes at the moment, but it does feel like that is a door they're going to have to kick down for a second straight year, considering how poorly and how inconsistent the Gallups, the Chris Moores on down the list have been.
Well, let me make good radio again and tie this back to
Thank
the Terry
God
situation.
Somebody should do it.
Because everyone's talking about Terry. Part of why they do so well with the veterans, one, Adam Peters' reputation, but two, people think this is a place they can win and win quickly and win a ring even potentially this year. That's not out of reach for these guys. That's why Von Miller comes here, right? That's right. Why you can get an extra year out of Zach Ertz. That's why you need Terry week one, right? These veterans don't want to hear, we've really structured our cap space well in 2028. This team is positioned to be a contender in the 2029 season because of prudent fiscal management right now. They want to hear, we're doing everything we can do to win you a ring right now. And by doing that, that's how you get those guys in future seasons, right? The Von Miller coming is great. Von Millers are only going to come in the future if this Von Miller has an excellent experience here and tells his friends, which is what happened with Zach Ertz last year, with Bobby Wagner last year. Word got around. They liked being here. They thought this team's a contender, so you bring more veterans. This thing could come to a screeching halt at any point. It's a beast. It works, but you got to keep feeding it.
100%. 100%. You got to feed it with the veteran talent. You got to feed it with the young talent. And that they've definitely tried to get that balance, but they've also put themselves on a bit of a high wire with the trades and all that stuff. Michael Phillips with us here on the Hoffman Show. MP on the mic, 10 a.m. to noon on 910 The Fan, which you can listen to on the Odyssey app, as well as iHeartRadio, TuneIn, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of the draft picks and getting it right, Michael, there's part of me that wants to credit Adam Peters for moving on from Dominique Hampton today. There's also the part that's like, ooh, you had a big experiment with that where you were like, let's draft this guy in the fifth round, which is a useful pick, and switch his position, and we are not even into his second season. He played one game on the active roster, I believe, last year, as it basically was a redshirt year, and now you're already moving on. So what are you doing with the Dominique Hampton situation?
Well, it didn't work, and I credit them for moving on quickly, and I hate wasting a fifth-round pick, but also I think they were working under a different timetable during last year's draft, too. I really genuinely believe that Jaden getting so good so fast changes a lot of things in the building. And if you let them redo that draft, maybe they're not thinking home run with that pick. They're thinking, how can we get a solid contributor out of that pick? Because those guys are available in the fifth round, as you know. But if they're thinking, all right, we're going to win six this year and we're going to win eight next year, and Jaden's going to develop and he's going to become what we think he can be, and then we're going to win 10 the next year, you're building on that three-year time frame, you're more okay maybe with buying lottery tickets in the fifth round of the draft as opposed to getting bona fide contributors. You see a little bit with Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt with Bill this year, right? You're maybe a little more comfortable gambling in those later rounds, those later positions. I think you're going to see a more risk-averse strategy moving forward. I think it's hard for me to second-guess the pick now, knowing how good they are right now on August 11, 2025, because at the time of the pick, if they had said, look, this guy might pan out, he might not, we're taking a risk, I would have come on your show, Craig, and I would have said, what a great move by Adam Peters. You're not in a win-now time frame. Now is absolutely the time to take a chance on guys who could be really good. And then number five came along, and now it's a different discussion.
I think that's a really good point. I'm fine with it in general because you're not going to hit on every pick, but the perspective of what a back end of the roster spot means right now compared to what we thought it meant a year ago, I think is also a very good point. And obviously, I think they knew that there was a risk this wasn't going great or wasn't going to go great, which is why they took Kane Medrano. Like, clearly that role is important to them. They're taking multiple swings at it, and all they need to do is hit on one of these late-round guys, and it's a success, and that's the nature of fifth- and sixth-round picks anyway.
Yeah, and you know, to your broader point, talking about Adam Peters, I trust him. I also think it's fair for us to come on the radio and critique things he does as well. You know, I hope I'm wrong. I don't like the Javon Kinlaw move. I don't sure. see that. I see the size, but that's where I'm like, I don't think I would have done that if I were him. I would handle the Terry situation differently if I were him. Doesn't mean he's not a great general manager. I just don't think we're at the point where it's like blind faith, blank check for everything just yet.
Of course, and it never should be. Like, that management should always have their moves. Like, if you do enough homework as a media person, you're allowed to question them. Just, you're also allowed to sometimes say that they got it right and you got it wrong. And
no doubt.
You should probably approach it that that's going to be the case, especially when someone is as good as we think Adam Peters is. And that's, I think, a healthy way to be a critic, if you will. Last but not least, Michael Phillips here on the Hoffman Show. Is there anything else that you're following, like a super keen eye, next 2 weeks of training camp headed into the season, non-Terry McLaurin contract division? Like, what's the thing that to you is the most significant question, if I were to correlate it to, like, this will matter to them in the regular season, wins and losses, playoff positioning, the whole deal. Outside of Terry, what's the most important thing to you?
I would say I'm most excited about Josh Connerly's development, and I'm curious whether he is the week one starter or not at that position. That intrigues me. I don't know that that's a huge wins and losses bottom line impact, because I do think you've got very capable backups on that side. Nick Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, right, can fill in for Cosmi and Connerly until they're ready, until, you know, Cosmi's healthy and until Connerly's ready. But I think that he's as close to pro ready as you could possibly get in the first round of the draft. Played in big, big time games in the Big Ten, obviously, had that playoff experience, had, you know, he's got everything you need on a resume in terms of, like, this guy could adjust. But also, it's a really hard position to play in the NFL, and I got no problems at all if they say we ought to start this guy on the bench and let him watch and learn. But I'm excited to watch him when he does, because I do think that's your left tackle of the future, obviously. So the more we get to watch him, the better off it is for everybody.
Yeah, I also think it raises the ceiling if he is ready to go because of his athleticism. But as you mentioned, Wiley's, yeah, you know, this year, what's the overall, like, the plus you get there versus the minus of rookie mistakes compared to a lower ceiling, higher floor of Andrew Wiley? I don't know if it matters that much. For me, I was thinking about it as I asked the question, because I didn't actually have an answer, but I think to me it's corner. It's like,
yeah,
how good, Marshawn Lattimore athletically is back to being Marshawn Lattimore. Now he's got to figure out the timing and, like, getting back to just being totally Marshawn Lattimore, because buddy, Trey Amos looks like a hell of a football player on the other side. And so all of a sudden they got two, we went from zero corners to two. That's math I can get behind. Famously, not great at math on this show, but I think that's good, Michael.
I was told there would be no math today.
Sorry about that.
Lattimore's consistency and development, absolutely a top five issue in any countdown you're doing about this team.
Nice. Love it. All right. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, 10 a.m. to noon is where you can catch him. You guys live at camp tomorrow with, like, this scrimmage thing happening?
AWOD is live at camp tomorrow. I am back in Richmond NASCAR week in Richmond. Under the lights Saturday night. We'll have some of the drivers on tomorrow, but we'll make some time to talk Commanders as well.
Vroom, vroom, everybody. Michael Phillips with us here on the Hoffman Show. Thank you, sir. I very much appreciate you.
Take care, Craig.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Team 980. We get back at 5:30 with Around the NFL.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.